And in this case, the pier itself is not planned, scheduled to close until at least the spring, so we would not disconnect any utilities. So, again, this particular permit application could not be approved until the utilities have all been removed properly.
If the pier were over land, the permitting process could go as quickly as a couple of weeks. But because it's over water, Dunn said the city has to obtain extra permits.
Additionally, we would require any documentation showing how they're, and in the case of the pier, how they're protecting the waterways from any contamination. They would also require, or we would require a DEP permit, Department of Environmental Protection, since they're working in a waterway.